This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: what are the secrets of having a cheerful and eager heart when it comes to our ubudiyah, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah? So, dear listeners, we are talking about the secrets of a cheerful heart when it comes to our ubudiyah in this holy month of Ramadan. Now, we find that in any of the cordial disciplines, such as the salah, the daily prayers, and any other worship for that matter, those worships and that ubudiyah and that obedience to Allah, that servitude to Allah, that worship that we do to Allah, the one that has good results, or can be said that opens some doors and uncovers some secrets of worship, is that the abid, the person who is in servitude, or the salik, the spiritual wayfarer, should do their worship and their salah and their du'as and their supplications with vivacity, with cheerfulness, with eagerness, with desire, with joy in their heart, in their mind, and in their soul. Now you must be thinking, well, what difference does it make if I worship out of cheerfulness of heart and mind, or if I worship without cheerfulness and eagerness of heart? And I think perhaps this is self-explanatory, and while we were asking the question, we already came to the answer. If you were to measure two kinds of worship, one worship which is done out of laziness, or one worship which is done because they are forced to worship, or a kind of worship which is done voluntarily, eagerly, with cheerfulness, with desire, with longing, which one is better? Which one would you prefer? Of course, an individual would prefer that worship which is conducted with a cheerful heart, voluntarily, with eagerness, with joy. So likewise, the opposite of having cheerfulness of heart and mind when it comes to our ubudiyah to Allah, therefore, likewise, we must avoid laziness and reluctance in performing our different forms of ubudiyah. And of course, I know in the holy month of Ramadan, it does make it difficult to be able to focus as much as we want upon these worships, to feel fresh, to not feel tired, to not feel lazy. But really, this holy month of Ramadan is therefore like this great test for us, that while we are fasting, we are thirsty, we are hungry, we are sleepy, we are tired, we still try our best to conduct a cheerful and a eager ubudiyah than in the rest of the year, insha'Allah, we will have a much easier time.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين.
The holy month of Ramadan has begun. The atmosphere of fasting and preparations for iftar or breakfast is prevalent in Lebanon. In addition to the spiritual joy Muslims feel in the days of fasting, there's also a warmer social atmosphere where families and friends get together on one table. In Lebanon, what's even more important than the food offered are the various types of delicious-looking sweets.
It's a tradition, and because there's so many items that are made specially for this holy month of Ramadan. And because people are also fasting and they need sugar and energy, so it's a good source of energy.
Another significant aspect of Ramadan is the plentiful charity people give to the poor and needy during this month. Many social aid associations in Lebanon hold iftars for families who receive charity throughout the year.
God said that Ramadan is the month of mercy, where all Muslims all around the world unite with each other and start fasting just to feel more closer to God and to feel more with the poor people all around the world. And personally, I believe that Ramadan is the month of love. There's no hate in Ramadan. All people unite and help poor people just to feel more spiritual. Moreover, that Ramadan is really helpful for the body and the soul.
Religious scholars say those who fast during the holy month will feel closer to God because they try to refrain from perusing mundane matters.
The spiritual compensation is the greatest in this month, since we are relieved of the various worldly habits like eating and drinking, and that motivates a person to be closer to God Almighty. And God has opened all the divine doors for a fasting person in this month. And that's why even a fasting person's sleep is worship, his breath is prayer, and any good deed is doubled in reward.
Modern medicine acknowledges the many benefits of fasting that ensure health and well-being of one's body and mind. Fasting in the holy month of Ramadan is not just about abstaining from eating and drinking. The spiritual aspect is quite distinctive in this holy month and the extra time people dedicate to prayers and reciting the Holy Quran. Muslims in this month also give a lot of charity to the needy and the poor in hope for a sacred reward in return for their selfless love and sacrifice.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. In continuation to what we were saying, of course, which was this idea that we should have an eagerness in our heart and in our minds, in our souls. We should have this cheerfulness, this joy in our hearts, in our minds, and in our souls when it comes to the ubudiyah, the servitude and the obedience to Allah. Likewise, we had said in the previous segment that we should avoid laziness and being tired or restless or reluctant in performing our worships and our ubudiyya. We had also said that the holy month of Ramadan is an excellent testing ground for us to be able to strengthen this aspect of our ubudiyya, to be able to be cheerful and to be eager in our ubudiyya, our servitude and our worship and obedience to Allah, despite the fact that we might be tired and sleepy and hungry and thirsty. Now, when we do our ubudiyah, when we conduct our ubudiyah with a cheerful heart, with eagerness of mind and soul and heart, one of the things that happens is that slowly but surely, of course, in the beginning, we might not be super eager to do our, you know, different worships. But slowly this cheerfulness, this eagerness increases. And when this increases, it results in that an individual becomes more attached to their ubudiyah. They start to understand the depth of their ubudiyah. The power and the effects of the ubudiyah will also start to increase. And one will see the effects of an ubudiyya and a worship and servitude to Allah, which is done with eagerness. Again, one will see it. One will feel it. It will strengthen the connection that you have with the Almighty Allah. It'll strengthen the connection of the ubudiyya itself. Some of the spiritual masters of the past, including Imam Khomeini, has said that a worship and a ubudiyya, which is done with eagerness, with desire, voluntarily, with cheerfulness, with joy, results in a luminosity of the heart. In the Arabic, it is known as nur. This light is manifested within one's heart. It is manifested inside one's soul. But on the other hand, if we were to not have this desire and this eagerness and this cheerfulness of heart, eventually we might end up down a road where we no longer want or desire to do the ubudiyya of Allah, do the servitude and the obedience to Allah. God forbid. May Allah protect us from all of these kind of bad ends. May Allah make our end good. As the Persian saying goes, "Aqibatu bil khair." May the end be good in iman, in faith, and in the ubudiyya of the Almighty Allah in this holy month of Ramadan. And now we will listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani, who will talk about today's topic.
Obviously, Islam is a religion that requires action also. It's not just, you know, as our Christian friends might say, Jesus loves me, right? It's not just that, right? There's also amal, there's wajibat, duties, right? And this month is a month of tawbah and action. So before I move on, though, so now what I'm saying from moving on from the goodness of God is to make tawbah for any actions and anything that might be there in our personal lives that might be the reason that the imam's not here, right? Because the imam is looking for an obedient ummah. If we're not obedient, if we're not, we're claiming we want him, but we're not doing what he says, then so we want to make tawbah from that sort of thing. But the idea about tawbah now, what I thought, what they explained to us, they say that when you make tawbah, it goes now to thinking good about God. When you make tawbah, you've got to believe God's forgiven you. Once you make sincere tawbah, right? I'm trying to go back to God. I want to leave my sinful life. I want to go back to Him. I want to be close with Him again. Sometimes what happens is deep in people's hearts, they feel that I've done so much wrong, God won't forgive me. God's still waiting. God still has things against me. That initial feeling of love and concern and once that's not there. But what they tell us, this is based on a hadith. The hadith tells us, At-ta'ib min al-dhamb kaman la dhamb lah. The person who makes tawbah from sin is like the person who has no sin. God's forgiven. It's all over. I can start afresh. But I have to believe that. More than that, the verses of the Quran tell us God loves those who make tawbah. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Right? Surah Baqarah. Verses 222. Allah loves those who make tawbah. This is the month of coming back to God, getting reacquainted with God, feeling close to God again. This is the month. This is the time. The best of moments, best of time, best of days.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.